Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, first things first, Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by the Animal Foundation. Best in Show is coming up next Sunday. This Sunday's Easter, next Sunday is Best in Show. It's at the Thomas and Mack. It's so much fun. Honestly, we have a really good time. I always look forward to this. John Huck and I swear that we're gonna hang out and like be best friends and all this. And then another year goes by and here we are. And so Huck and I host this thing, and it's a ball. Get your tickets now at animalfoundation.com. We will have more for you, probably a chance for you to win free ones about 8 o'clock this morning with Relationship Rehab. Now, if you're clingy, you might want to change your ways. Apparently, and this makes a lot of sense when you think about it, you're more likely to get ghosted if you're clingy. The reason why is because if you're a ghoster in the first place, you know, and then they're with, and you're with somebody who's pushy or clingy, you're like, yeah, I can't, no way. And then on top of it, if you're like, okay, well, I'm a ghoster, and then you got this clingy, pushy relationship, they're like, well, this isn't going to go well if I try to just break up with you, if I try to be a good human and try to break up with this clingy, pushy people. And, you know, so it's an actual university study. And ordinarily, you know that I kind of rail against this kind of stuff because it's like, well, you know, there's still cancer that we could be working on. And instead, we're worried about, you know, clingy people getting ghosted in relationships. But at this point, I think maybe that's good advice.
Real funny. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Now, my wife is hypersensitive to this because she taught the, if you've worked in food service at all in this town, you've gone to a serve safe class. My wife taught that at UNLV for a minute. And so she's hypersensitive to this kind of stuff. She was all over me yesterday because I pulled an apple out of the refrigerator and just started eating it. And I didn't, and I know I should, yes, I know I should have washed it. So then I'm like, what's the big deal? It's fine. If this was really bad, they wouldn't be able to do it. Cause you know, what is this? You know, Snow White, we're going to eat the apple and just, and that's it. And she throws this article at me. The non-organic strawberries top the list of foods with the most pesticide, with the most pesticides on them. Strawberries are the most contaminated. Spinach, kale, collard greens, and grapes. Now, apples are not in the top five, but they are up there. And yeah, pesticide exposure. Oh, avocados are the least. Just so you know, in terms of clean greens, avocados least contaminated by pesticides. Pesticide exposure has been linked to heart disease, cancer, lower swimmer count, what? And other thing. Okay, I'll wash the apple.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. I really do try to avoid the old people turning blah, blah, blah. You know, I try to avoid that. But sometimes you just, it's that good. World War II vet in Texas, his name's Carl Schlesinger, just turned 106. And of course, it's the same thing every time. What's your secret? How do you live to be that long? Well, remember, he's a World War II vet. And a little practical advice for you. He says, just do your best to not die. Yeah, It makes a lot of sense. He obviously has not lost his sense of humor. I appreciate that about him. Listen, there's hope, people. There is hope. A poll found that 84% of us, that number is so much higher than I thought it would be. 84% of Americans will go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can. Now, I don't know. There may be a big difference between people saying that and people actually doing it, but at least they got the idea in their head, and I'll take it. The average person estimates that they do a minimum of 5 generous random act of kindness moments a week, or 260 of them a year. I got to be honest, I'll take half that. Good for you. So go out, do something nice for somebody today. Just try, you know, maybe just even try and think of somebody other than yourself. That's a good start. It's a, you know, and I will if you will. Well, you jump, I jump. We'll all do it together. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, we're going to play a game in a minute. Man, even I got an somehow in my inbox yesterday. There ended up being a thing from a from one of the fast food joints, Menu Mania, and because everybody, I don't know why, because March Madness is such a big deal, right? But is it so big that everybody has to try to do a knockoff, so you know, so that they look like they're in touch, they're in tune with the people. I don't understand it. I really don't. We're like, hey, so what do you think? Is it the fries versus curly fries? And let's see which one wins. You know, like, yeah. So I'm going to jump on. I assume. See, this way, when one of the consultants or a boss or somebody like that says, have you been, you know, acknowledging what's going? Yep, sure have.
Where's your show bracket?
No, I think this would be fun. Yeah, right? I do think this would be fun. Millennial Mania. You don't have to be a millennial to play, but it really would help. Like, don't be a jerk and not be a millennial. I need somebody to play against Adrian. Fill in the blank. So, just for fun. Okay, you ready for this one? Here's an exhibition round. Okay? John, Paul, George, and blank. Adrian.
What's blank? I don't know.
Okay. So, you know what? I forgot to tell you. You can't answer I don't know. You just have to answer something. So, John, Paul, George, and?
Frank?
Yeah, no, Ringo, because that was the Beatles.
Oh.
This is going to be fun. No, it's going to be good. Vegas Thrill tickets coming up in just a minute. And, yeah, Millennial Mania, so that we can have a face-off matchup thing like all the cool kids are doing.
We're the coolest.
No. I thought about it for a second. I said, no, is this really going to be fun? Yeah, it's going to be fun.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Hello, Shireen in Green Valley Ranch. How are you? Hello, Shireen.
Hi, good. How are you? Hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
Good. No, we're good. Hey, everything's great. Good. Don't crash the car. It's all right.
no, I park.
Are you in fact a millennial?
I'm maybe 2 or 3 years after.
Close enough. That's what I say too. Yeah, just 2 or 3 years. It's close. It's close. This feels like it needs music. That might be a little loud. It's time for Millennial Mania. Here's how it's going to work. You're going to buzz in using your name, okay? I'll read you a statement. It'll have a blank in the statement. You fill in the blank. And again, you buzz in using your name. So, Shireen, will you check your buzzer, please?
Shireen.
Oh, very nicely done. Good, good. Adrian, press your buzzer.
Adrian.
Good, good. All right. So, are you everybody ready? I'm thinking this will be first 1 to 3, but I don't know is not a good answer. I was thinking first to three, but Shireen, if you are solidly thumping Adrian, we might make it first to 5, just for fun.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number 1, baby, sporty, ginger, scary, and blank.
Adrian.
Yes, Adrian.
Scooby?
No. Shireen, I realized I don't have a buzzer.
I have it at the tip of my tongue. It's the British lady.
Yeah, posh. The answer we were looking for was posh. So no points. Band name, Steely Blank.
Adrian. Dan?
Yes, Steely Dan. What's zip,
board?
Adrian? In a shocking, shocking turn of events, Adrian's up one zip. Please don't squeeze the blank.
Shireen? Please don't squeeze the juice.
No, Adrian, do you have an answer?
The lime?
No.
Lemon?
Please don't squeeze the Charmin. You only get one answer. Please don't squeeze the Charmin. It was what we were looking for. Still one zip, Adrian. Where's the blank?
Adrian, sauce.
Adrian, easy. Let me call on you first. You don't know if you were first. Take it easy there. Sauce is incorrect. Shireen, this game is awesome.
Where's the car?
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? That was an old Wendy's commercial back in the day. Still one zip, Adrian. And by the way, I think three will be plenty. I got to be honest. I think three. We may not have time to get to three, but we'll see. I may not have enough questions to get to three. Break me off a piece of that blank. Break here. Let me give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Shireen. It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
Leading the witness.
Famous you had the same. What are you talking about? You had the same opportunity. Ridiculous. All right, it's 1-1. Famous commercial. Blank. Take me away. We were looking for Calgon. Calgon. Take me away. You used to put the stuff in your bathwater, I guess. I don't know. Calgon was what we were looking for. Still 1-1. Next one. Inquiring minds want to blank.
Adrian! Think alike.
No. Shireen, do you have an answer? Inquiring minds want to blank.
Want to dance?
Ooh, you had your own chime. I like that. No, inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I think that used to be People Magazine slogan. I don't know. What's that noise? Stop it. Welcome to the Hotel Blank. Welcome to the Hotel Blank.
Shireen? I don't know.
Shireen!
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Yes! Really? 2-1 Shireen. And there's that noise again. That's fun. Are you doing that for yourself? Did you like your own sound effects? No, that's fine. I don't mind people. We've never had a contestant bring their own sound effects before, and I kind of like it. It's fun. All right, 2-1 Shireen on the verge of victory and on the verge of being done with this game. Smells like teen blank.
Shireen?
Yeah, you're Shireen, yes.
Smells like teen spirit.
Smells like teen spirit. Yes! We're only going to three, dude. That's it. Three isn't it. We're only going to three. That's enough. And you were getting the tickets anyway. Enjoy an upcoming Vegas thrill game at the Dollar Loan Center. Please enjoy going at your leisure. You can go whenever you would like, from what I understand. So we'll take care of that. And thank you for taking care of us. Thanks for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Jennifer Penny from the West Side. But you actually like being Jenny Penny.
I am. I'm known as Jenny Penny.
Oh, it sounds, you know what this sounds more like to me, though? It sounds like not that you like it, but you've just given up.
No. Giving up is when they start calling me Jen. That's when I give it up.
Jen Penn? If it's Jen Penn?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I can't imagine. No. No. I hear we're neighbors. Is that true?
Yeah, we are. Summerlin, yeah. I'm in the Vistas.
Well, how lovely. How good.
I know,
I'm happy
right?
for you. I'm happy for you. All right, your 177-second survey starts now. It's actually kind of four questions, but the two in the middle are related. Ron has shared that he's been sleeping on the couch all night on the weekends and actually wants to know if this is normal, because all of his friends and this one girl that he's been dating is like, he doesn't mean to do it. He just falls asleep and then he wakes up the next day and the lights are all on and the TV's still playing and whatnot. Have you, Jenny Penny, do you regularly, wow, that's a word I can't say, regularly, do you sleep all night on the couch?
No, I have to be in my bed. I love my bed.
When I was a younger single man, it was not uncommon for me to fall asleep on the couch and be there all night.
Yeah, that's what my husband does sometimes. He'll fall asleep on his recliner. I know it's not the couch, but he likes his recliner. Yeah.
Dude, I had an old beat-up recliner, and I would sleep in that thing, I bet a solid 3-4 years.
I understand. It gets comfortable. I mean, I can take a nap in it. I just can't physically, fall asleep in it, all night long.
Hey, so Jennifer, a past coworker that you absolutely hate just put you down as a reference. What do you do?
Give them a good reference so then they can move on to torment somebody else.
Yeah, smart. No, that's
right?
Smart.
Right?
A semi-related story. This came from Kobe. I have a friend who just hired another friend of mine. The guy is a total... Oh, they told me I can't say douche on the air anymore. So the guy is not a good person. Do I have an obligation to tell my friend that it was a bad hire? And or do I have an obligation to tell my friend that it was a bad hire? Or do I just let it go and watch what happens?
Oh my gosh, because it could come back on him if he gave him the reference, right? So, I don't know. That one, my hands are tied. I kind of would just let him just destroy himself. Just let him do what he has to do. Just, he's going to get himself in trouble or,
I think I tell my friend so he's got a heads up, so he knows what to look for.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Don't just go fire him or whatnot, but just know this is a bad guy. I trust your judgment. And maybe it'll work out for you and for him, but eesh. Really quick, Meg says, I went to pick up a marketplace find and it wouldn't fit in my car. I said I would come back the next day with my husband's truck and I asked for my $50 back until I came back tomorrow. Dude would not give it to me. Excuse me? It says, I seriously debated lunging for the $50 and running, but I argued until he gave it back to me. Now I will ghost him because he is creepy. Who's at fault here? It's the guy that wouldn't give back the 50, right?
No, because I've sold stuff online and I've had people put down $5 or whatever to hold something because they really wanted it. But I mean, she kind of knew the size, right? She should have known before going to look at it. You would think, right?
But he doesn't get to keep your $50.
He's not keeping her $50, but I could see if he said, yeah, I'll hold on to it. And if you can't get it, I'll give it back to you tomorrow or whatever. Because, you're kind of wasting his time. He's selling something.
So hang on, let me get this straight. So you say he's in the right keeping the 50?
Yeah, because he's not keeping it, but I would say if he's holding on to it, if he was saying no, I'm going to keep it and you're not going to get your item, he would be the total wrong. But
no, of course
he's going to come back the next day. So
I'm going to keep your 50 until you come back?
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. because he doesn't know if she's going to come back or not. She could have wasted her, you know. If she wants to hold the item, then you're going to put the $50 down. I mean, I've, you know, bought a dog, and I had to put down $1,000 before. So, and I mean, I had to get it, you know, give it to him before I even got the dog. So, I don't
somehow
know.
Somehow, I feel like that's different. Huh.
I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't feel like it is. I feel like if she really wants the item, because look, she ghosted him right after she got the $50.
Right. Her ghosting him's not cool. Her ghosting him, here's how I feel.
So she just wasted his time. Like, I could see maybe like $10, okay, put it down to hold it or whatever, but she like wasted his time. She wasted everybody's time.
By not knowing that it would fit, that it wouldn't fit in her car?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why did she, you know, bring the correct car in the first place?
I hear you. Makes solid point. I don't know that I agree with you, but I don't know that I disagree with you either, because you make a solid point, because you're a smart person and you look fantastic today. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and you got that 4-pack of resort hoppers to Legoland California. Congratulations. Have fun at Dino Valley.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, relationship rehab at 702-364-9898. Four tickets. Okay, so it's general admission tickets for Animal Foundation's Best in Show at the Thomas and Mack next Sunday. And then we'll bump on Friday, we'll bump somebody up to VIP where you go down on the floor. And it's brunch, and it's, you know, it's swanky. It's all the people you want to meet, all of that kind of thing. And you're up close to the dogs, and that kind of thing. And we'd have a much better chance of being able to say hi. Not that that's a selling point. At that point, you may be like, you know, I'd rather have a bit of more of a barrier between us. I think you may say that, and I understand. Wouldn't be the first time, but anyway, yeah. So we need your help on this one. Dave's wife would like to name their new baby Elmer. He totally gets the whole thing, because that's the trend. I don't know if you know this, Adrian. The new trend is to bring back the old names. Hazel. Oh. Hazel. Edna. My grandma's name was Edna. Beatrice. Yeah, names like that. Can I tell you something crazy too? My grandma, my grandma's name was Amy, and my wife's name is Amy. And
oh wow,
yeah. And last time we went up to the Northwest, I had not visited my grandma. My grandma, my grandpa, and my uncle are all in the same spot, and I think they had a spot there for my dad. And then he wanted to be buried elsewhere with his new, you know, with his wife. And when they bought the spot, and blah blah blah, but it freaked my wife out to see her name on the grave.
Understandable.
Yeah. Wild, but Amy, you know, that's Amy's not an old name, but that was my grandma's name. So Dave has told his wife. The kids are going to make fun of their son and call him Elmer Fudd. Now, okay, do you know who I'm going to ask you, Adrian, because you failed miserably at Millennial Mania earlier. Just a stupid name for that game, but whatever. You failed pretty miserably at Millennial Mania. Do you know who Elmer Fudd is?
Of course, Looney Tunes and Space Jam.
Okay.
But that's it.
Well, Dave, well, how much more do you need, though? You know what I mean? That's plenty. The Elmer's, or I'm sorry, Elmer, Dave's wife.
The family, the Elmer's.
Get your story straight, Buchanan. Dave's wife says that no kid knows who Elmer Fudd is and that she really likes the name. He wants to know what we think. They're willing to stand by the decision. And really, that's what relationship rehab is all about, is it not? So, this, yeah, 702-364-9898. Now, you know, somebody's going to get the Best in Show tickets. I would love to get a bunch of feedback on this one. And you could text us, too, 702-364-9898. Same number. You can call or you can text. Elmer. Are kids going to make fun of Elmer? Okay, and maybe not just because of Elmer Fudd. Are kids going to make fun of Elmer anyway? Or are they, here's what's crazy. They may go, Elmer, what are you, from Denmark? You know what I mean?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey Shannon, before we get into relationship rehab, can I tell you a story about that Intention song?
Sure.
One of the guys that produced that is from here, and his mom listened to the show all the time. And every time we would play that song, she used to hit us up on social. And unconfirmed, I believe he's the guy whose idea it was to have that pop top sound in there. I think it was his idea. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Fascinating, oh, wow. Right? Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
I know. I could tell. I could tell you're stunned. You're amazed. Okay, how do we feel? Dave's wife wants to name their new baby Elmer. He gets the idea that his old names are new again. But Elmer? He's like, Elmer?
That is ridiculous.
How come? What part is ridiculous?
The name. The name is ridiculous, but with the kids making fun of that name, I think the parents of these kids should be teaching their child not to judge people, you know? But the name is just ridiculous. But the making fun of could stop. I mean, I wouldn't name my kid that. I would find another unique name or another old name to bring up to the picture. But Elmer, I can't grasp naming a kid that.
Because she thinks it's, what did she say? She, no kid knows who Elmer Fudd is, so they're not going to make fun of him. And she really likes the name Elmer. How do you feel about people who name their kid Sire with a Y?
I do like that name.
Thank you!
Because, yeah, as you may have noticed, our producer, Adrian, that's his kid's name. So
I do like that name.
All right. Well, I'll see you not this Sunday, but next Sunday at Best in Show. You've got the 4 tickets. Fingers crossed that we bump you up, because the VIP ticket with the brunch and the booze and all that, it's totally worth it. So hang on. We'll get some info from you. Okay. I'm very interested to know what Brit Chick Vic has to say about this. How do we feel about Elmer? By the way, how are you, Vicky? You good?
I am absolutely spot on. I'm awesome today.
As usual, awesome.
Yeah, right.
How do we feel about Elmer?
You can call your dogs, your cats, your fish, your pets, make any name you want to. Because even my name, like my real name is Victoria, but people call me Sticky Vicky. I don't care. You know what? Names, sticks and stones, names, they don't hurt me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Teach your kids to be polite to people. Please call your child Elmer and make sure the middle name begins with an F. Personally, I would do that.
I love that. Love that. You're fantastic as always. Have a great day. Text line at 702-364-9898. Names like that are cute until they're 5. Yeah, because kids are... Listen, it would be nice if kids would not be mean, but kids are mean. Boy, the Elmer Fudd part, I don't know. We have an Elmer at daycare, and I feel sorry for the that he's going to get when he's older. And my parents gave me a crappy name, and now I have to use my middle name. So I don't know.
Aww.
It's, here's the other thing, too. I've never fully understood the concept of, like, my wife and I, and maybe we're unicorns. I don't think so, though. But we talk about stuff. Like, we talk about it from, if we were going to have a kid, we would be talking about baby names from jump. And I just can't see one of us pushing through a name that the other one was not on board with. I just don't get it. But maybe. But I don't see with him going, I really don't like the name. I really don't like the name Elmer. Is this Kayla? Kayla? Is this our Kayla?
Yes, it is.
Jesus, you're so funny.
Hi.
Listen, you have a legitimate job now. What are you doing?
I know. But the beautiful thing about my job is that I wake up and go to work whenever I want to. So
you kind of are your own boss now.
I mean, kind of, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I could still harass you all the time.
And I'm all the way here for it. So let me think. If I know my friend as well as I know my friend, you love this name, Elmer, don't you?
I love unique names because I feel like there's an opportunity for cool nicknames. While I do think that Elmer is an extreme cartoon name anymore, I think that you can go with cute nicknames like L. My friend Elliot, for instance, we call him L. So why can't you just, like, have an official name and then just go by your nickname?
Except all the other jerk kids, and this one just came to me, all the other jerk kids are going to call your kid Elmo, and it's going to be a nightmare. They're going to call him Elmo. Wow.
More than likely. Oh. But, like, that's such a small stint. Like, my husband, his name is Buddy, but his real name is not Buddy. Like, why can't you have an official name and have a fun, cool name?
Yeah, I hear you. No, and that's the great thing about you is you always try and find a way through. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm very logical most of the time. Definitely.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. That's why you're working in legitimate business now, is because you're very, very logical. Wait, it's good to hear your voice. You doing well?
I'm doing great. I have to say this real quick. On the nickname stint, ingrain that when they are young. Day one, coming out of the womb, you're going to start with a nickname. That's what you're going to start with. Because that is the only way to get around that. I've seen it happen so many times. Don't let other kids pick the nickname. No, you start the nickname when they come out. Just write a different name on the birth certificate.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Obviously, the Diddy story has kind of been pushed to the back because of with the bridge collapse in Baltimore and all that and everything else that's going on. Brendan Paul, 25-year-old man who's recently named in a lawsuit as Diddy's drug mule.
Crazy.
Was arrested in Miami at the airport. That's wild. Cuba Gooding Jr. Great. The actor. He's been added to some sort of assault lawsuit, sexual harassment, whatnot, against Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr. on Diddy's yacht. This whole thing is just wild. You know who loves the fact that this is going on? Cardi B. You know why? Because Cardi, you may have heard, was even going as far, and you may remember this story. Cardi B was going to sue the LAPD because they had quote unquote accused her of drug trafficking. So she was on Instagram Live, and she's talking about getting stopped by the cops, and she's like, they thought I was trafficking fentanyl, and they thought I had a gun in my car, and she says that she got held outside for hours, and they even made her get quote-unquote butt naked, and she says... she believes, I'll just read this so you can make up your own mind. She believes that someone she considers an op may be responsible for the incident, saying they're really trying to ruin my life. Now, okay. But the LAPD is like, we don't have any record of any traffic stop. Now, some of you, and like I did at first, was like, aha! You know, because if there was something that dramatic, there would be some sort of record of it. But also, isn't that why there might not be a record of it? Isn't that? But this, yeah, what's going on right now with all of the, you know, the quiet on set and the Diddy and the Cardi B and all that? It's like weird that all of this stuff that we didn't hear about any of this stuff, and all of a sudden we're hearing about all this stuff. It's weird. It's freaking me out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
In all the chaos of yesterday, hey, by the way, Chet Buchanan's show brought to you by the Animal Foundation. Best in Show is coming up next Sunday. This Sunday, Easter Sunday. Next Sunday is April 7th, right? That's when Best of Show is, next Sunday, at the Thomas & Mack. Tickets are available at animalfoundation.com. It's just fun. You can dress up if you want. You don't have to. You know, if you're in the VIP seats, which, by the way, they have those available. If you're in the VIP seats, you should probably dress a little, you know, like spring fashionable. But if you're sitting in the general admission, who cares? Wear flip-flops. Nobody cares. It's a lot of fun. John Huck from Fox 5 and I host this thing. It's one of my favorite events of the year. Mostly because Huck and I get to hang out. He's a good dude. He's one of my favorite people in this town. So anyway, and we would love to see you there. Come and say hi. So they finally, in the chaos of yesterday, didn't get to talk about this. The door, I'm making air quotes, the door that Rose floated on in Titanic, but Jack, there's just not enough room. They sold that thing at auction yesterday, or a few days ago. A story came out yesterday. Almost $719,000. It would be so dope if, along with that, if you were rich like that, wouldn't you pay over $1 million just to get Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet to see if they would both fit? James Cameron previously confirmed that they could have fit, but the door wouldn't have held them both. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't have been buoyant enough. It would have sunk it. Oh, and by the way, not actually a door. It's a piece of wood paneling. It was the highest selling item at this particular auction. They sold a bunch of other really cool props that brought in a lot of money. Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from the Temple of Doom, over $500,000, $525,000 if you care. The Red Rose bowling ball, Bill Murray's bowling ball from Kingpin, $350,000. Okay. Man, this is wild. The shaving cream that Wayne Knight, the guy in Jurassic Park, used to smuggle the dinosaur embryos, that went for double the money of Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining. That's wild to me. I would think that axe would be the number two, maybe number three, behind the whip, because that's a classic. Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3 went for $125,000, and Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end of Titanic, $125,000. That's great. Must be nice to be rich and buy stuff like that. And then what do you do with it? People come over to your house and you go, you know what this is? This is the door from Titanic. People are going to look at you and they're going to go, look, we know you're rich, but no, it's not.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, this might be the craziest insurance fraud story I've ever heard of in my life. These two college students in Taiwan worked together to take out insurance policies. Then one of the guys submerged his legs in dry ice for 10 hours. This is kind of gross, so this might not be for you, but wow. So the one guy put his legs in dry ice for 10 hours. Then, obviously, they needed to amputate his legs because they had been in dry ice for 10 hours. And he had claimed that he suffered from extreme cold from riding on a scooter at night. It's weird. So insurance investigators go, we live in Taiwan and it's like subtropical here. And here's the quote. Taiwan is a subtropical region and cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation due to natural climate factors are unheard of. So they investigated even further. The one kid has been suspected of pressuring the other kid who lost his legs into this scheme because they were trading crypto and lost all their money. They're expected to not receive the insurance payout, and now they might even be in more trouble because they were trying to scam the insurance companies, and the one dude still got no legs.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
So it's kind of funny. Remember this guy, Mike Richards, who is the producer of Jeopardy, and for a minute, they thought that he was going to be the next host after Alex Trebek passed. Remember, and then there, he had done some shifty stuff, and that came to light. And so they went, yeah, no, I don't know why this guy can't just go away and maybe keep his mouth shut. But I'm thankful at this point. Apparently, he went on a podcast and he's telling a story because he used to be the producer of Price is Right as well. If you ever see somebody in sweats on The Price is Right, this guy saying, this Mike Richards, who's the former producer, says that they had a system in place in case somebody peed their pants, which would make sense. So you get so excited on Price is Right. Also, you got to wait for a long time in a line, and then you got to wait, you know, because you're in the studio. So I could see it. He goes, I never saw it happen. But they had a system in place in case somebody pees their pants. There were curtains and a blow dryer and a pair of sweats just in case, because you got to get on with the show. And that, so if you ever, if you still watch Price is Right, B, if you ever see anybody in sweats, it's not just from because they don't care. That's probably why.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wow. This, the more you know before we go. Some stuff I just don't pay close enough attention to notice. The guy who played Urkel in Family Matters, Jaleel White, was the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in Sonic cartoons in the 90s. Really? I honestly never paid attention. So whatever. There's supposedly an actual law in Scotland where, and I quote, any man who is caught wearing underwear under his kilt can be fined 2 cans of beer. Now, I don't know who they're going to hire to enforce this law. They're literally the kilt lifter at that point. I don't want that gig. You'd have to, I think one of the qualifications is they'd be like, you're going to need to be able to take a punch. You're going to, or at least be able to defend yourself. Cause that's, there are 50 different, this is not a political statement. I'm going to read it anyway. There are 50 places where you can legally cross the border between the United States and Mexico. 50 different ones. I would wonder how many that you can go between the United States and Canada, because there's a lot there too. The word for the male equivalent of a mistress is chichisbeo. Chichisbeo. So if your wife has got a side dude, she's got a chichisbeo. Okay. I would just stick with side dude, because that seems easier. Neil Simon intentionally wrote a bad Broadway play. Neil Simon's a famous Broadway playwright. He wrote a bad Broadway play called Fools on purpose because his ex-wife had just won the rights to his next play and their divorce. So he's petty and awesome. And so he wanted to make a play that would flop, and it did. Fools ran for 1 month and then closed in 1981. Petty. Man, that's your good. Wow, and we're going to end on that, huh? All right. That's it. We're done. We're out. We probably should go. Hey, look, at this point, you're almost halfway there. So let's go. Crush today. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, Adrian.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.